King Harald Sigurdsson was hit by an arrow in the windpipe, and that was his death wound. He fell, and all who had advanced with him, except those who retired with the banner. There was afterwards the warmest conflict, and Earl Tost had taken charge of the king's banner. They began on both sides to form their array again, and for a long time there was a pause in fighting. Then Theodulf sang these verses. The army stands in hushed dismay, stilled is the clamour of the fray. Harald is dead, and with him goes the spirit to withstand our foes. A bloody scat their folk must pay for their king's folly on this day. He fell, and now, without disguise, we say this business was not wise. But before the battle began again, Harald Godwinson offered his brother, Earl Tost, peace, and also quarter to the Northmen who were still alive. But the Northmen called out, all of them together, that they would rather fall one across the other than accept of quarter from the Englishmen. Then each side set up a war shout, and the battle began again. So, says Arnor, the Earl scowled. The king, whose name would ill-doers scare, the gold-tipped arrow would not spare, unhelmed, unpanzered, without shield, he fell amongst us in the field. The gallant men who saw him fall would take no quarter, one and all, resolved to die with their loved king around his corpse in a corpse ring.